Welcome to Inside Retirement, Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is the president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions and a wealth advisor. Brett has been in the financial services industry for nearly 20 years. Brett and his team at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions have helped hundreds of families develop personalized retirement plans for their unique financial situations.
Gosh, it seems like the world is on edge right now with global conflicts dominating the news headlines. And of course, the ripple effects could reach you and your wealth. This is Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Jen Rizak here alongside Brett. He is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, and he's here today to help tackle how global instability could impact your retirement future and strategies to help you preserve your wealth and stay on track, even in these uncertain times. Brett, looking forward to this conversation today because I think, goodness, the word uncertainty, I think we've used that word over and over again over the past few years, but it rings true. People have a lot of questions about what could some of this news coming from other corners of the world, how could this be impacting their wealth, their retirements?
Yeah, and I think it's obviously natural to be a little bit on edge right now. Sure. As we catch the headlines of the day, and it certainly seems like there's always something new that we're having to juggle in this world of ours. And obviously, whether you're 30 years old or you're 80 years old, seeing uncertainty, especially as it relates to the financial markets, it's never a positive emotional feeling or a response that we get. It's typically one of concern or anxiety. And so I think that applies for everybody. But at the end of the day, the high majority of the things that are stressing us out, at least on this particular topic, are obviously things that you nor I have much control over. Mm-hmm. And so I think by taking a basic understanding that we can't control the way the markets are going to move. We obviously definitely can't control what's going to go on, overseas and things like that. The next part of that would be to say, well, what can we control? We can try to control our emotions to the best of our ability, but that's easier said than done. But I think for the purposes of our show today, I think we should try to identify some things that are in our control. Mm-hmm. And in some ideally some ways that can help potentially smooth out some of the rocky roads that we're currently facing or may face in a week or in a month or in 6 months or 3 years. Obviously, with so much uncertainty breeds a lot of unknowns. And that's where I think we can try to help our listeners, Jen, today is maybe walking through a few different things that you might want to consider that are within your control in terms of how to better navigate the unknowns ahead.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart place to start. So let's do that. Some steps that retirees can take to help preserve their wealth and identify, Brett, what are some of those things that are in our control that we can potentially help identify some moves to make?
Well, I want to clarify just one key point there, Jen, because when we say what can retirees do to preserve their wealth, I think that might naturally lead some families to immediately think, well, I'll tell you what I can do to preserve my wealth. I can just put all my money in cash.
Yeah, just
right?
pull out
I don't
the market.
Have to participate in any of this roller coaster ride. And by definition, I'm going to preserve it from going down in value. And yes, although you are correct on the surface, even I, as a retirement-focused advisor who works with countless families all across Metro Detroit who are in or nearing retirement, and have for the last few decades, even I, who take typically a more conservative approach to the advice I give our clients based on the phase of life they're in, even I believe that's probably the wrong move for many people. Mm-hmm. Because then we have to time the market. And although we might get out now, the likelihood of you getting back in before it's too late on the next big upward swing of growth, that's where things get real choppy. And so instead of trying to time the markets, which is nearly impossible to do, I think one thing we can do when talking about how to preserve wealth for a retiree is to first take an inventory of what is your current plan? Mm-hmm. What does your current retirement plan look like? And so if we were to start there with, let's just take your overall investments, your portfolio makeup, whether it's in your 401k still or your 403b, Maybe you've got it in brokerage accounts or an IRA or a Roth IRA. It doesn't matter. Let's first take an inventory as to what investments do you hold. Obviously, one thing that typically creates more stress or pressure on a portfolio than others would be if you don't have enough diversification within your investments. You know, there are a lot of different investments in this world that we can spread our money around into. And so naturally, that's one of the easiest things to do to try to smooth out some of those bumps along this road is to not be overly weighted or top heavy in any one particular area of the financial markets. Obviously, there are some financial sectors that, depending on what's going on in the world, will feel much more pain than others, and vice versa. And so we never want to be overly committed to any one stock or any one fund or any one index for that matter. So first and foremost, we would say, are we properly diversified, not only within our accounts, but across the total landscape of all of our accounts? You know, typically by really diversifying your money properly, and this is something I jokingly tell my clients often, is I tell them, you know, if I'm doing my job for you by properly diversifying your money as it probably needs to be in or nearing retirement, then that means every single year you should be disappointed in me with one portion of your portfolio, right? We should always be let down in one particular area, because that means that we were prepared for a variety of outcomes. Mm-hmm. If when you look at your year-end performance, if all of your accounts are way up or way down year after year, depending upon events, that might be an indicator that you don't have enough diversification in your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And so again, you all know the importance of diversification, but to take it a step further, I would say, you know, it's not just different investments, but it might also be different types of accounts that you might want to spread your money around into, different types of tax favorable accounts. There's a variety of ways that we can dilute the overall risk of worldly events overly impacting our financial success as savers and as investors. And so diversification is the obvious one. And we'll talk today on the show about a few other techniques as well, but stick with us. We've got a lot to cover on this show today, especially with everything that's going on in this world. And hopefully we can provide a few helpful tips for those in or nearing retirement about how to navigate these challenging times.
This is Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, as we talk a little bit about some of the uncertainty when we start to see conflicts happening in other parts of the world, People do have questions about what's going on with their finances. How might they be impacted? Talk about some of those strategies, Brett, for diversification. Some of the areas that we might look at if we do have questions about what's going on with our money, certainly in uncertain times like these.
Well, earlier I mentioned that, you know, reducing risk by selling everything and sitting in cash long term is probably not the best move, but that doesn't imply or mean that you shouldn't have ample funds of yours in cash or cash-like instruments. And the biggest reason why is whenever we are going through a volatile period of time in the markets, which seems to be the norm these days, mm-hmm. we run the risk, if we're not properly ready for it, we run the risk that we might put ourselves in a bad spot by potentially becoming a forced seller in a down market. You know, we all know the general rule of thumb as investors that the worst time to sell an investment is when it's going down or when it's down in value, because then we are permanently locking in those losses and we're revoking the ability for that investment to ideally return to its previous value. But if we don't have ample funds that are not going up or down in value, say like cash or cash-like accounts, and we have an event that requires us to come up with some money, whether it's, you know, the car broke down or we need a new roof, or this was the year we're taking that really big vacation, you know, overseas with our family, or whatever the reason is, when you encounter a liquidity event of substance, if you don't have ample cash readily available for that expense, then you would obviously have no choice but to go into your portfolio, sell some of your investments in order to get the cash out to go and spend. Well, that's when we really start, you know, to walk the plank, if you will, running the risk of sinking. Because if you're not careful and you take those withdrawals at a bad time in the market, it can really compound in a bad way the effect of volatility. And so it's critical that investors do have a portion of their portfolio somewhat insulated, I think, from the normal day-to-day effects of market events, whether it's for emergencies, needs, or maybe it's even an opportunity that presents itself to you, having some money in cash or other stable options, maybe like government bonds or something like that. Those are typically good rules of thumb for most. Now, where it gets a little more specific is your particular individual situation. So for example, most retirees that I have the privilege of working with as their financial advisor are at a point in life when they're not able to get by month in and month out in retirement just on their Social Security income alone.
Sure.
So it's very common these days that members of our community who are retired are taking consistent withdrawals from their nest egg month in and month out as a source of income. After all, that's why you worked so hard to save the money in the first place, so you could spend and enjoy it in retirement. So somebody who's approaching retirement in the next couple of years, or those of you who are already retired, you might need a larger portion of your overall portfolio, somewhat insulated, like I talked about, from the rest of your money, because your likelihood of needing and planning to spend this money soon is greater than, let's say, a 40-year-old who's, you know, right in the middle of their career, still 20-plus years away from retiring and needing the money. Obviously, a 40-year-old's living, for the most part, off their income from work. So they may not need nearly as much protection in place, if you will, of their overall dollars for liquidity and expenses as a retiree would. And so that's where it really comes back to your personal plan. You know, we talk so much about the critical importance of having a holistic plan for retirement. Well, what does holistic mean? Well, everybody probably has a different definition of what a holistic retirement plan is, but I'll certainly tell you what ours is here at Berzinski Group Retirement Solutions. Our holistic plan for our clients in or nearing retirement is one that essentially focuses on the five key components of retirement. So we call it our route plan, and that centers around risk. Risk meaning making sure that our investment makeup or portfolio is dialed in appropriately with the amount of risk or lack thereof, depending upon our comfort levels and our needs, so that we're not overexposed to too much risk, but ideally that we still have enough to seek long-term growth. The O in our route plan stands for optimized income. In retirement, like I said, most people need an income plan. We want to do everything we can to generate multiple sources or streams of income throughout retirement so that we're not overly dependent upon any one or two buckets. Or in other words, how do I spend my money in the right order at the right time with confidence so that I don't fall victim to the many who worry that they may run out of money at some point in their lifetime? The U in our route plan stands for unplanned medical events or medical expenses. So not only addressing strategies around Medicare, but also things like planning for a long-term care event and how we would financially navigate that. The T in our route plan is tax-efficient strategies. Most retirees are facing what could be a very large tax problem in retirement, and many just don't know it. We want to make sure we're rolling up our sleeves within the retirement plan and each and every year identifying tax-saving strategies to make these dollars last longer. And finally, the E in the route plan stands for estate and legacy planning. ultimately, making sure that your money is going to go to those you love in the most efficient way possible. And most importantly, the least amount is possible to the IRS. That's what a holistic plan is in our opinion. And that's the services we provide for the retirees and pre-retirees here in Metro Detroit. If you would like to learn more about my team and I, you can always visit us at Maximize My Retirement. But if you're one of the next 20 callers on the show, my team and I will build you your complimentary, no cost, no obligation, personalized route plan and analysis. It's a great way to see where you stand and see if you have any areas that you could use some help with. If you would like your complimentary route plan, simply be one of the next 20 callers at 1-800-641-3361, or you can text me the word retire to the same number, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. He is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, as we talk a little bit about navigating some of this uncertainty, you mentioned your route plan earlier, and the O in that acronym stands for optimizing income. Now, you know, a lot of times when we think about things like income and retirement, we are going to think about Social Security, for example. But as you mentioned earlier, most people aren't going to be relying solely on Social Security. So let's talk about some of those strategies, some of those different sources for income, and how might we be able to optimize those as we prepare for retirement?
Yeah, great question. And I think we could even start right there by optimizing Social Security.
Sure.
There are so many different strategies and options, and more importantly, just things to be aware of when you go to make your Social Security claiming decision, that either A, it can feel overwhelming, or B, because of simple ignorance or being naive, you don't realize how important getting the timing of that decision for you is, getting it done correctly. Jen, you and I have mentioned it several times on our show over the years, and I've certainly talked about it numerous times on our television program on Sunday mornings on CBS, but it really stems from that old article in Forbes that said, and of course I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, but somewhere around 96%, but 90% or more of people who have filed for their Social Security benefits did so at the wrong time or at the incorrect time for their particular situation. And that's such a staggering statistic to think that so many people are doing it wrong. Well, that would be the opposite of optimizing your income. You know, there are a lot of things to take into consideration when you file for Social Security. Number one, do you need it? Number two, are you better off delaying it for a period of time to get a much larger check later to help with the cost of goods and services rising? If you're married, how would claiming a benefit now versus later impact your spouse should you predecease them? And then the one that most people don't take into consideration is the impact of taxation of those benefits. And so that's where working with a retirement-focused advisor can help, ideally, navigate some of those unknowns or some of those vulnerabilities you may not have been aware of so that you can ideally make a sound decision. That's all part of our holistic plan. But from there, when we're expanding our conversation into other opportunities for income and retirement, as I mentioned, most people these days are taking income from their investments consistently. What's critical is making sure that your investments align with that individual goal or purpose. Remember, not all investments, many of which are great investments, are designed to generate an income consistently. So one thing I see a lot is I'll see a family or an individual retire. They'll have a great portfolio that really provided a lot of long-term growth for them while they were working. And they make the assumption that because those investments have been great while I was working, they're still the right investments for me in retirement. When in reality, it couldn't be further from the truth. You see, as you approach and enter retirement, you're completely shifting gears for what it is you're asking your money to do for you. For the most part, in retirement, it's not about how much money can I make anymore. It's more so, how do I hang on to the money that I worked so hard to save and create a strategy that's going to enable that money to last as long as I do? And so that requires, in a lot of instances, a shift in plan, a shift in philosophy, and an overall shift in your investments. So again, if we're talking about generating income in retirement, income that ideally is consistent and that we can live on, well, then we would want to have an overall portfolio of investments that are geared towards generating income. If you don't know how to do that, or you're not sure which investments make sense from an income versus growth standpoint, give us a call, right? It's all built into our holistic planning process. Our retirement income analysis, the very first step that we take families through is we first analyze what level or what amount of income is your current portfolio prepared to generate for you. Now, if your portfolio currently is going to be generating enough income for you to meet your income needs, then you're in great shape. But if your portfolio is going to be generating less income than you're planning on pulling from it, well, then we want to make some changes potentially before it's too late, because then you start blowing through your principal too quickly and you increase the likelihood of running out of money someday. So again, when we help families build these retirement income plans, we're not just going to identify how to optimize Social Security. We're also going to talk about how to optimize various sources of income that can be tapped now, down the road, and way down the road throughout retirement. But it all stems from that basic premise of having a comprehensive plan, ideally before you retire, but if not, as soon as possible upon retiring. Because mistakes in retirement, oftentimes nobody sees coming because they don't know any better. You've never retired before. And that's really where people get into trouble. So we want to help families, number one, see an analysis that shows, are you on track to retire when you want? And if not, how do we get you there? Mm-hmm. Or in simpler terms, can you afford to retire when you want to? Number two, though, how do we get the most out of our dollars in retirement so that we don't have to spend our principal as quickly as we otherwise may have been simply by not having a sound plan for retirement income? All while taking into account investments and taxes and planning for healthcare and estate and legacy planning. You can learn more about our team anytime you wish at maximizemyretirement.com. But that retirement income analysis, first and foremost, there's no cost for it. We do not charge a fee for our retirement income analysis. And here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, there's never any pressure to have to work with us. I would encourage you, if you're not sure what your income plan looks like, or if you even have one with your current advisor, give us a call. We're happy to sit down and show you what's possible, or perhaps where you're vulnerable, as well as, if needed, some solutions potentially that may make sense for you and your family situation. If you would like to take advantage of that no cost, no obligation, again, there's never any pressure here with us, opportunity, simply give us a call. Our number is 800-641-3361. You can also text me the word retire to that same number. But be one of those next 20 callers. All you have to do is leave a message for your complimentary retirement income analysis. Again, that number is 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And today, as we talk about some of the challenges that today's retirees face, certainly in such a time of uncertainty with our global economy, but also as we think about strategies for making the most of our income sources in retirement. Brett, there's something that you and I talk about quite a bit here on this radio show. We've talked about it on the TV show as well, and that is the idea of being tax efficient when it comes to helping optimize your income in retirement. Let's talk about some strategies to consider when it comes to potentially reducing that tax bite that we might have with our income in retirement.
Yeah, and we'll certainly, talk about tax saving strategies until the cows come home. You know me, and the reason why I'm so focused on comprehensive, holistic tax planning for our retired and pre-retired clients is because it's my opinion that taxes for many of you out there could ultimately be your largest expense in retirement. And based on that premise, we want to do everything we can with planning and strategies and just overall awareness to minimize that expense to the best of our ability for you in retirement. Remember, retirement's not about how much you make. It's about how much of what you've already made do you actually get to keep. And when I say that, I'm talking about, you know, if you were to take a look at your 401k today or your IRA, odds are you might be pretty happy, hopefully, with how much money you've been able to save and all the growth you've seen over the last couple of decades. But you would be doing yourself a big disservice if you went into retirement planning on spending all of that money and not taking into consideration the reality, the sobering reality that a large portion of that account isn't your money, but rather it belongs to the IRS. Now, that's the bad news. The bad news is that these traditional tax-deferred pre-tax retirement accounts, they're just really a big debt that you're carrying around with you for the IRS one day to collect from. But the good news is that how much of that account you will get to keep and how much of it you have to pay is somewhat within your control. Now, when we talk about taxes, you know, I'm not a CPA. I don't do tax returns or tax prep. You know, most of you out there probably have a pretty good accountant that you might get with every spring, and you get together all your documents and you give them to your accountant, and your accountant hopefully does a really good job completing a tax return for you. That's called tax preparation or tax prep. That's the process of reporting to the IRS last year's financial information and determining taxation. Now, a good accountant hopefully can find you a deduction or two you might have missed and save you a couple hundred bucks here or there. That's awesome. But tax planning is something that you're actually going to do throughout the course of the year, making meaningful decisions within your plan to minimize your taxes in the future. Because once the calendar year is over and we meet with our accountant, what's done is done. That was last year's history, and there's not much to do about it. A lot of times I describe the differences between tax prep and tax planning. It's like you're driving down the road in your car. Tax prep is looking in the rearview mirror at what's behind you. It's already happened. Whereas tax planning, we're focused on looking through the windshield at what's ahead of us. And that's really where my team of financial professionals and I come into play for our clients, is helping them within their holistic retirement plan, not just address investments and income strategies, but also meaningful retirement tax saving strategies overlaid on top of it. Well, what would that look like? Well, for example, if you think of it this way, you know, or if you don't, you will now in listening to me, that there is a 100% chance that in your lifetime or upon your passing, the IRS is going to collect their portion of your money. I assure you, they're going to get their money. Now, if we know that they're going to take from us a portion of the account that is determined on the tax bracket we're in at the time we take the withdrawal, or wherever they decide to take tax rates to in the future at the time of your withdrawal, then you would first recognize, well, I wonder if it would make sense for me to start paying some of that tax now. Should I get ahead of what could be a large tax bill later in retirement by slowly chipping away at it over the next few years while taxes are still at historically low rates like they are right now? Remember, and I know you've heard me say this too many times over the last few years, but in our country right now, taxes are on sale. Just like a car that's on sale, if you don't buy it in time, it goes back to full price. At some point, because of all the debt that our country is in and has amassed, it's highly probable that tax rates are going to have to go higher at some point. Well, every time tax rates potentially go higher, that immediately impacts you in retirement. It means less of your 401k is yours now and more of it belongs to the IRS. So one of the strategies we'll take a look at is what we call a Roth conversion glide path. Now, I don't mean to get all nerdy on you here today. That might sound overly technical, but here's what it looks like. It looks like an opportunity to sit down with my team and I and identify what does your runway of years ahead look like in terms of tax savings opportunities. It may make sense for you to start chipping away at a small to mid-sized portion of that retirement nest egg now. Pay taxes at a rate that's highly attractive now. Get some of that debt with the IRS squared up and start moving some of your dollars into tax-free accounts that you never have to worry about paying taxes on ever again later in retirement, no matter how high taxes may go. Roth IRA conversions are an extremely popular strategy right now for families that it makes sense for. Now, do not take this as advice for all of you to go and start converting your accounts to Roth. That would be borderline negligent. But what I'm suggesting is this. I would encourage you to sit down with a financial professional. And if you're working with a financial advisor, I'm sure they're already doing it for you, I would hope. But if not, let's sit down and talk about what opportunities do you have right now that maybe you didn't even know to start giving yourself more money to enjoy later in retirement versus more money to the government instead. It requires proaction. We've got to take a proactive approach. If you would like to learn more about our retirement tax savings analysis, or if you'd like to see what's possible for you with a Roth conversion glide path, give us a call. Our number is 800-641-3361. There's no cost. There's no obligation for that analysis. We'll do it for you, and there's never any pressure. You can text me the same word, tax, to that number, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett is president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. Brett is also the author of the book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. And Brett, of course, the challenge for so many people preparing for retirement, We said this right at the start of the show, is there are so many things that are out of our control. There are things that we can control. One of the big unknowns, Brett, would be things like our health care in health care costs and the state of our own health in retirement. That's a really big unknown. It can be kind of a wild card for some people. How do you talk to people about planning for some of those big unknowns, and certainly something that could cost as much as potentially high, big bills for health care and long-term care?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such an important topic to address that we've built it into our route plan. I mean, the U in route stands for unplanned health or medical expenses in retirement. Now, first and foremost, you know, we would want to first talk about the basic understanding that when you turn 65 years old, in most instances, you're going to qualify for Medicare. And Medicare is government-sponsored healthcare for retirees. And yes, Medicare is going to cover your general basics of going to the doctor and maybe having a surgery. You can add additional coverages, of course, for prescription drugs and things like that. That's really not the concern here. The concern here is what happens if you have a long-term care event? Now, a recent study by Nationwide Insurance, and I'm going to paraphrase this again because it's not in front of me, suggested that if you are 65 years old today, there is nearly a 70% chance that you'll need some type of long-term care services in your lifetime. Hmm. Now, that could be being in a nursing home for a period of years or assisted living. It could be in your home, whether it's home health care or care provided in the walls of your own home and anywhere in between, but nearly a 70% chance that it'll impact you if you're currently 65 years old. Well, on average, currently in the state of Michigan, you're probably looking at anywhere between $4,000 to $10,000 a month of out-of-pocket costs, depending upon the level of care that you are in need of. Now, we're all aware of how bad inflation has been lately. And although some of the main staples that, of the things we spend money on have come back to somewhat reasonable inflationary rates, one area that is not slowing down still is the cost of medical care or long-term care. And so if we don't need care for 10 or 20 more years from now, I'm scared to even run the analysis on just how expensive it could be then. But what's critical to understand is that Medicare is not going to cover you for long-term care expenses. That is going to have to come out of your pocket. And so we recently hosted a few different educational classes for groups of clients of ours, just to teach them about kind of the ins and outs or the ABCs of long-term care. And it really was eye-opening for many of them, not only to see the statistical likelihood that it could impact them, but also, even more so, the financial impact of being unprepared or not having a plan as to how you're going to address it. So we use some different software in our office when we help our families build out their holistic retirement plans. And one of those softwares that we use is designed to show the client, hey, based on how much you've saved and based on building out a well-diversified investment and income portfolio, here's how long your money is going to last under some general assumptions. And that's typically where we'll build their plan. And in turn, they can confidently spend their money in retirement off of those figures. However, we'll then show them how a long-term care out-of-pocket event would change the narrative on that plan. And for a lot of families, it could shave 5 to 12 years off of their financial lives, meaning how much quicker they would run out of money than they otherwise would have in life if they encounter an out-of-pocket long-term care event. So if 70% of people 65 or older are going to need it, and it's that impactful on a retirement plan if left unprotected for, it bears to give some serious consideration and learning about different strategies to prevent that from happening to you from a financial standpoint. There are a wide variety of solutions in the marketplace today that are attractive and cost-effective, many of which I've learned families have never heard of before. If you're like me, forever, all you knew about long-term care is, you know, my mom had it or my grandma had it, and, you know, she paid into it for decades and that her premiums kept going up. And maybe she never even needed the care and she lived a great healthy life and passed away peacefully. And all that money she paid for that long-term care policy was lost. I mean, the insurance company got to keep it. Well, those are true realities of the past, but that type of long-term care, sometimes I refer to it as dinosaur long-term care. No one really buys it anymore.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you should give up on exploring more suitable approaches to still protecting you and your family from that statistical likelihood that it could happen to you. There are numerous programs out there, some of which make more sense for different families, some of which can protect both a husband and a wife or spouses at the same time. There's policies out there now that if you don't need the coverage and all that money you paid into it will then turn around and potentially go to your family as some form of a death benefit. You don't have to experience those negatives per se of the old school dinosaur programs. And it's just another part of a holistic retirement plan. And so if we're going to spend decades saving money and sacrificing and getting to retirement, and then we're going to build out a portfolio that matches up with our needs, and we've got a good strategy to optimize income throughout retirement, and we've worked with Brett on minimizing our taxes to the best of our ability throughout retirement, what's the point of doing all of that if we're going to stop 5 yards short of the goal line? I'm a football guy, right? We're 5 yards away from the goal line and risk fumbling everything just because we didn't take that one extra step of protecting everything from what could be a long-term care event. It doesn't mean you have to go out and purchase anything. It just means you should at least, at a minimum, I believe, get an education on what is and is not available to you and your family and how it might fit into your holistic plan. If you're unsure about your vulnerabilities from a financial out-of-pocket event for long-term care, or if you'd like to learn about some of these alternative strategies available today that are far more attractive, in my opinion, than those dinosaur policies in the past, give us a call. We'd be happy to sit down with you. There's no cost. There's never any pressure. And we'd be happy to do so. Our number to reach us is 1-800-641-641. 3361. You can learn more about us at MaximizeMyRetirement.com. But for your comprehensive holistic plan, give us a call now, 800-641-3361.
Thanks for joining us today on Inside Retirement Motor City Edition with Brett Brzezinski. Brett's president of Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. They've been helping people throughout the Metro Detroit area with retirements since 1988. And Brett, as we started off the show today, of course, this is a time of uncertainty for a lot of people. A lot of people have questions about what's going to be happening with the economy, the state of the markets, given all of this global unrest, I guess we could say. So let's talk a little bit about, as we start to wind down the show today, for people who are getting close to retirement and they're concerned about making a misstep, especially when it comes to their investment strategy, let's talk about some ideas you have for how we might be able to get a better handle of what's going on with the risk in our portfolio.
Well, I would first and foremost say that if you're feeling concerned right now, you're certainly not alone. Obviously, global conflicts create uncertainty, which then shake financial markets, which of course naturally would spark fears about how is this going to impact me and my retirement and on and on. But I think, you know, feeling paralyzed and not knowing what to do in terms of your next decisions pertaining to your wealth and therefore doing nothing, that could ultimately leave you vulnerable. And as I say so often, I think I say it in my book, Cheers to the Best Years, Your Guide to a Confident Retirement. I make mention to the fact that you only get one retirement, like you get one shot at retirement. And it's absolutely critical that you get it right. If you're like many of the families that work with my team of advisors and I here at Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions, then I would likely tell you something I tell them very often, and that is, you've done a really good job getting to this point in life. You worked hard, you sacrificed, you saved this money. Like, you deserve to live an awesome retirement. But retirement planning doesn't have to be rocket science. You simply have to recognize that at your point in life, it's simply about not screwing it up. It just don't screw it up. And I say that to so many families week in and week out as a compliment to them. Families who did the hard part, they saved the money. Well, making the money last and being able to do the things that you want to do in retirement, for many of you, it requires a comprehensive, holistic plan, a plan that can help proactively point out some of the missteps that you might be making ahead of time, or some of the trap doors that we've seen other families unknowingly step into who have retired before you. We don't have to reinvent the wheel here. We can learn from the mistakes of others and emulate the success of others, right? There is a long list of families over the last 30 years that we've been in business here in this community that we've worked with who have done it right, and several we've seen do it wrong. Let us share their experiences with you so that we can learn from them and ideally build a sound, holistic plan that achieves your goals. Think of it as a roadmap, right? It's a roadmap that's going to give you direction and, I hope, confidence to navigate the ins and outs of your retirement years, regardless of what's going on overseas or here within our own country, whether it's, you know, tax problems that we might be facing as a nation because of the debt, or it's inflation eating away at our buying power. Just the natural big ebbs and flows up and down of the stock market and how that impacts our retirement years, planning for the hopefully unneeded but statistically likely event that you're going to need to spend a lot of money on some type of medical coverage in the future. This is all why we come to work every day for the families here in Metro Detroit that are retired or wanting to retire soon, is to give them a path to follow that has been personalized to their unique needs, their goals, and their own situation without having to, you know, plug into some cookie cutter approach that unfortunately many of my counterparts in this community are comfortable doing. It's just, it goes back to that saying again, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but when you only get one shot at retirement, we certainly need to get it right. And that's why my team and I are readily available for as many of you as we can possibly help. Now, you nor I know what's going to happen next in these markets of ours, in this world of ours, whether it's overseas or domestically. Things are changing at a rapid pace, to say the least. Take time to make sure that your portfolio, your life savings, and ultimately your quality of life in retirement has a plan behind it, a plan that gives you the diversification you need to navigate these obstacles. A partner, a financial partner that can call you up and tell you, hey, it's time to turn left at the next exit here, right? Don't forget about that. Somebody that's looking out for you, not only leading up to, but through retirement, is essentially the value that a firm like ours, and there's plenty of other great ones in this town too. I certainly don't mean to make us sound like we're better than anybody else. I can only speak for myself and knowing the passion that my team of professionals and I have for helping you get it right when it comes to retirement. Whether it's just coming in and visiting with us for a second opinion of your current plan that you've built with your financial advisor, or maybe you need a plan built from the studs up, from the ground up, it doesn't matter. There's never any pressure when you come in and visit with us. There's no cost for a complimentary second opinion, whether it's tax savings, portfolio management, risk reduction, healthcare, it doesn't matter. We're here and we're excited to meet with you as soon as you are able. I encourage you to visit our website to learn more about us at maximizemyretirement.com. But for the final time today, I would ask you to be one of the next 20 callers on the show. Our calendars are filling up quickly with families looking for our help. That number is 800-641-3361. You can also text us the word retire to that same number, 800-641-3361.
Our firm and AE Wealth Management provide services without regard to religious affiliation, and the views of individual advisors are not necessarily the views of AE Wealth Management. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any reference to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Brzezinski Group Retirement Solutions. This radio show is a paid placement.